Yes, it is the trifecta, Roger and Denny in this afternoon.
Good to be with you, Roger.
Well, thank you. It's good to be here.
Actually, you know, you reach a point in your life, a certain age, I guess, it's good to be anywhere.
Yes, yes. So, well, I had a wise uncle who once told me the first sign of a good day is waking up.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
And so once you're past that hurdle, you got a good day going.
I think you're right.
Yeah. And we got a busy day going here. We're going to hear from Sean McCann, who announced his running for a Senate seat. We'll noodle on who might want to replace him in the House. And then in the 4 o'clock hour, Dr. Sports stops by, Carolyn Binder, and we're going to, what are we going to do with Carolyn?
Well, we'll talk about the NFL games and make our picks. Of course, the NFL begins tonight on Thursday, like it normally does anymore. And we'll make the picks because of the contest that's going on throughout the season on the internet, WKZO.com. So.
Okay.
So check that out. We'll make our picks later on, and what you want to do is we'll make picks, and then you'll want to pick the other team.
Yeah, yeah,
that's the way
you'll,
it works.
You see us as a negative
right.
consultant.
That's right. That's right.
You'll know who not to bet on.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah. I think that makes sense. And also in the 4 o'clock hour, Mark Phelan, the auto critic from the Detroit Free Press, stops by. And in today's paper, he did a review of a new pocket rocket that's on the roads, a new Ford Escort that has a huge engine in it for the weight and size of the car. And we'll talk about just how that car held up to his expectations. And when I talked to him this morning, we're actually going to talk to him this afternoon at his brother's house. And his brother lives in Tecumseh. And we're going to find out what he is test driving this afternoon. He left Detroit with this car and drove to his brother's. And we'll find out what he's driving today, and we'll also ask him to look into his crystal ball and talk to us about the 2014 cars that are beginning to hit the market.
Yeah, a lot of them look really sharp. You see the television commercials, you know.
Yeah,
a lot of them look really cool, really nice.
And the Escort with the big engine that he tested in today's paper, that's one of those new models.
I think that's funny. I mean, an Escort with a big engine.
Yeah.
I can't put that together for some reason.
Yes. Well, I'm guessing the gas mileage suffers as a result.
Yeah.
Should we get the show going?
Why not?
If we've got so much to cover.
Why not? We're here.
Our numbers, 382-4280-877, 382-4280, if you want to chat with us or any of our guests. And without further ado, let's start the show.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Very dramatic.
Very nice. Who was that?
I don't know.
You don't know? You don't know. I was trying to pick out the voice, and I couldn't.
I didn't recognize the voice, but it was a fairly dramatic reading.
Very much so.
The pledge.
Very much so. Nice.
Well, we can't have a show without something from Detroit getting into the news.
Mm-hmm.
Detroit emergency financial manager Kevin Orr is considering a plan to replace current health care benefits for retirees under 65 with a stipend of $125 a month to buy coverage beginning next month in the state's new health insurance exchange. City officials announced yesterday. City intends to help those retirees figure out the best health insurance plan that's offered under the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare.
Right.
Michigan's insurance marketplace, where the plans will be sold, launches October 1st and coverage is effective January 1. Retirees over 65 would transition to Medicare, according to preliminary plans. Orr's office had previously disclosed that as he leads a team to restructure the city's financial obligations after filing for Chapter 9 bankruptcy, that he was going to have to take a look at health plans, and apparently he's done that. But no, go ahead, Denny. I heard a breath like you were going to say something.
No, and to be honest with you, I think that's, that the whole plan, the idea, is an insult to the retirees, whether they're over 65 or under 65. They've earned it. They've earned the opportunity to have this for the rest of their lives. And what insurance can you get for $125 a month? I mean, come on.
Well,
I mean, really.
In here I am defending this. The insurance exchanges that have already hit the streets in other states are showing some fairly dramatic decreases in your payments. California, four companies, after it went live, came back and pleaded with the state to let them lower their rates to compete with the more cost-effective insurers. I believe it's New York State. Some of the savings were in the 70% range. But what offends me with this, and I basically agree with you, Denny, we don't know what insurance in Michigan is going to cost.
Right.
And so he's announced the plan without knowing if somebody can get adequate health insurance for $125 a month.
Well, that's it. You know, and I thought that was part of the plan all along with this restructuring in the city of Detroit, that they weren't going to affect any retirees' benefits or pensions or anything like that, that they were going to, you know, do what they can to leave that alone and try to find the money elsewhere.
I was unaware of that being any part of Governor Snyder's plan. I could be wrong, but when he put his guy as running Detroit, I don't know that he had any protection of people's pensions or health care in mind at all. Maybe I'm wrong, but I was unaware that that was a part of the plan. My fear here is that this is going to be a double whammy. These retirees are already going to take a big hit in their pension, maybe getting 10 cents on the dollar. That's
right.
What they're talking about paying other creditors. Then they're going to find out that their health insurance is potentially more than the $125 a month.
Right.
And have to come up with money for that as well. And some of these early retirees are police and firemen. I don't know that a lot of them could continue to work, especially if there were on-the-job injuries. And both police and firemen have physically demanding jobs where you do begin to show your age over time. And so they retired early on the promise of a pension and health care, and they're seeing that potentially evaporate.
Yeah, and this article is in today's Detroit Free Press, and it goes on to say that it's uncertain how much health care coverage the stipend of $125 a month would actually buy, because neither the state nor insurers are saying how much plans available under the new health care system will cost, yeah. Which is what you had mentioned a couple of moments ago. So there's still so much uncertainty about this, and I just don't like it,
yeah.
Frankly.
Well, and we got a caller. Let's find out what their thoughts are on this, Denny. And, do you think it's right to take away somebody's pension after they're retired and after promising them health care until they qualified for Medicare? Taking that away as well. Hi, Audrey, out in Portage. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Yeah, my uncle is a retired fireman from Detroit.
Uh-huh.
And concern I have for him is that these folks did not pay into Social Security. They
right.
depended on that pension
That's
and
right.
those benefits. So you go ahead and reduce to 10% of that pension that they paid into and were promised, and now they're going to have essentially no income. And by the way, my uncle is dealing with cancer and such of the esophagus, and now we're finding out he's got some lung issues. That's right. Did I mention he was a Detroit fireman?
Mm. You don't think smoke inhalation could have been a part of that, huh?
You know, that man was battling fires almost on a daily basis when he was on duty. And think about Devil's Night.
Oh, yeah.
Well, not to yeah. mention, you know, you talk about a new insurance plan or a new insurance company. So many of these insurance companies use the cop out of the pre-existing condition, you know. And
well, we know that's not going to be a factor at this
okay,
point.
Okay, okay, okay.
But, it's ludicrous. And I'm appalled. And now I'm seeing that this is happening. What's to say that what's going to happen to teacher pensions? What's going to happen to those teacher benefits as far as health care? I see those evaporating very quickly.
Yeah.
Denny mentioned earlier, and I was unaware, did you ever hear our governor, Snyder, or Kevin with a Y, or mention that they were going to protect pensions and health care for retirees?
Yeah.
You do?
Yes.
Okay. I must have missed that. My assumption is that we were going to use Detroit as an example of how we could claw back benefits from other unions and take away pensions.
Yeah, I mean, we've already done it with, the state's already done it with the teachers. Any new hires,
right?
They do not pay into a pension fund. They are not, it's basically straight salary. And they need to take care of their own future, which, you know, I guess as you get hired, you know that up front. But anybody who is, you know, say, you know, 45 or so, what's their future? They've already put 20 years or whatever into the system, you know, whether you're a fireman, police officer, what have you. And now, you know, you're 10, maybe 15 years away from retirement. Holy smokes.
Yeah.
You're getting the rug pulled out from under them.
Yep.
Well, I've mentioned this before. My wife thought her job might be in jeopardy because of budget cuts. And had she lost her job, my wife and I were going to have to immigrate to Costa Rica to be able to get health insurance to get us to Medicare when we could come back to the United States.
Yeah.
Because we both have pre-existing conditions that if it weren't for Obamacare, we would just not be able to get any health insurance. I'm a cancer survivor. And once you've had cancer, no insurance company will ever touch you.
Yeah.
Well, once again, that's no longer an issue.
Yes.
As far as, you know, the pre-existing conditions.
But your uncle may be facing issues like that with his pension being cut and the expense of paying for his own health insurance with this $125 a month policy.
Oh, absolutely.
He may have to look at some pretty creative options to live.
Yeah, I know. if he does survive. That's it's a concern.
Thanks for sharing, Audrey.
Thank you,
not
Audrey.
No problem. Thank you.
590 WKZO time is 322, 79 degrees, a lot nicer than the last couple of days. Coming up in 20 minutes or so, we'll find out from Bob Larson just how long this beautiful cool weather will last. And, yeah, I'm concerned for the people who are depending on Detroit. And they could have waited for this announcement till after the 1st of October, when it wouldn't be such a mystery as to what health insurance is going to cost.
Exactly, and done more research and found out more to give these retirees some solid answers, which,
yeah.
You know, this article does nothing, you know, other than just send up red flags. Oh, my God, something can happen to my benefits. Well, you know, come on. Do the work.
Yeah. I'm hoping that there aren't very many people being treated for blood pressure issues because this may well increase retirees' blood pressure.
Senior Senator has some unique insights into how the Obama administration is handling the crisis in Syria. With WKZO News, I'm Sam Harold. Senator Carl Levin serves as chair of the Senate Armed Services Committee. He says a response is needed to the alleged use of chemical weapons on a civilian population by the Syrian government because ignoring it could set a dangerous precedent.
Our troops are in greater danger if chemical weapons, a weapon of mass destruction, are not responded to, because it's more likely than that they will face chemical weapons someday on the battlefield. And that's the reason why the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, General Dempsey, strongly feels that there's got to be a response to the use of chemical weapons.
Levin adds that he doesn't believe the diplomatic solution proposed by Russia for Syria to place its chemical weapons under international control would have surfaced without the threat of U.S. military intervention. Text NEWS to 80373 for news alerts 24 hours a day. From the WKZO.com newsroom, I'm Sam Harold.
This is going on Facebook. Smile.
We like you. Now you can like us right back. On Facebook, go to WKZO.com.
Hurry into Sears Auto Center for great deals on America's most trusted battery, DieHard. Plus, take advantage of a free battery check. Visit Sears Auto Center or call 1-800-DieHard to learn more. See store for details.
Hi, I'm Healthy, your health insurance information expert from Consumers Mutual Insurance of Michigan.
Healthy is a great online resource to help us all through the changes coming soon in the health insurance marketplace. Visit Healthy at simplyhealth.com and get the information you need. Get informed and get ready to shop and compare health insurance plans, prices, deductibles, and many options.
Learn more about health insurance so you can pick the right coverage for you.
Follow Healthy, your Consumers Mutual Insurance of Michigan expert.
Come on, follow me, Healthy, at simplyhealth.com.
Thanks, Healthy. We'll see you online. That address again is simplyhealth.com, where you will find health insurance information you need to make an informed decision. This message is sponsored by your friends at Consumers Mutual Insurance of Michigan.
The Thursday afternoon trifecta, Denny and Roger and Paul from Kalamazoo. How you doing, Paul?
Hello. No, this is Bill.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's
Hi, Bill.
Right.
How are you?
Good. I buy insurance for my employees, and we buy our insurance from a associated with a big hospital in Grand Rapids.
Okay.
And my agent sent me a letter saying that the insurance company thinks that they're going to be raising our premiums 30% as of the first of the year. I'm already paying about $650 per employee.
Per year or per month?
Per month.
Wow.
So these poor people in Detroit who are going to get $125 a month, they're not going to get a lot of coverage, are they?
No, but I thought the cost of coverage was supposed to go down.
Well, it is. I have no explanation for why, but in California, four of the companies, when their exchange went online, came back and pleaded with the state to allow them to reduce their rates to get in line with the other companies.
Wow. Well, I just know that supposedly my rates are going to go up $200 per employee per month.
And
that is going to hurt. And right now I'm paying 100% of my employees' insurance. I think I'm going to come to the point where I'm going to have to start asking them to kick in.
Sure. Makes sense.
Well, I mean, that's what happened at my wife's employer this year. Is the employees were are required to
and I do believe we need health, we need some type of health care, because my wife is a nurse and she sees it all the time.
Sure.
And the emergency room is not your family doctor.
Yeah. Bill, how many people do you employ?
Well, I'm a small company, so there's only five of us.
Okay.
But we are with a group, you know, and the insurance is a, probably would call it a Cadillac policy. So, and I also have to pay $14 a month in some kind of federal tax now on the premium cost itself. So while I'm doing the right thing for my employees, the government is now punishing me and charging me a tax.
That's terrible. You know, and I give you credit for doing that for your employees, whether it's 5 or 50. I mean, it's still, it's significant to them, you know, and that's a good thing.
Hey, thanks,
Bill. That's all I got. Thanks.
Yeah, I have no explanation for why we're seeing reports of rates dropping significantly, and at the same time, Bill explaining that his rates are going to go up 30%, way faster than the rate of inflation.
Yeah, and well, I think part of that too, Roger, is the geographics. Some of these insurance companies get into where you live, climate, what type of jobs are mainly, you know, in that state? Is it more blue collar than white collar? Is there more potential for accidents on the job? You know, things like that.
Well, and, you know, it could be as simple as Bill is going to have to do some shopping for who he's going to purchase his health insurance from.
Right. And I would
he may find wildly differing rates depending on what other companies are doing.
Sure. And again, geographics, you know, primarily in Florida and in Arizona, you're going to have an older citizens, you know, older citizens are going to be there because of, you know, retirees and that sort of thing. And more populated states such as New York or California, maybe they're able to make it more affordable because there are so many people there. You know, it's very possible.
Well, we're going to see how this all rolls out in Michigan October 1st. That's when the health exchange goes online. We'll check out the rates. Bob Larson coming up after news.
CBS News Update. I'm Harley Carnes. No illusions going into talks with Russian leaders about the challenge of finding, securing, and ultimately destroying Syria's chemical weapons. Secretary of State John Kerry in Geneva.
Now, it's too early to tell whether or not these efforts will succeed, but the technical challenges of trying to do this in the context of the civil war are obviously immense.
This was the first of 2 days of meetings with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, here through an interpreter.
We proceed from the fact that the solution of this problem will make unnecessary any strike on the Syrian Arab Republic.
White House spokesman Jay Carney says there is pressure on Russia here, too.
This is significant. Russia is Assad's patron and protector. And the world will note whether Russia can follow through on the commitments that it's made.
CBS News Update, I'm Harley Carnes.
At 590 WKCO, the trifecta, Denny and Roger, and
we're
soon
here.
Will be a trifecta when Bob Larson joins us. This portion of the trifecta brought to you by Bronson Children's Hospital. The walk and 5K run takes place on September 29th. Register at bronsonhealth.com /walkrun.
You know, hearing that promo a couple of moments ago with Adam West, Batman, when I was a kid, and keep in mind I was like, you know, 10, 11 years old in the middle 60s, Batman and the Man from U.N.C.L.E. were it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they were just it.
Ooh.
And we have a new cable network that's out there. It's called a Memorable Entertainment Television, or MeTV. And I found Batman. They're running Batman Saturday mornings.
So you get up early and watch cartoons again.
I did. I
you
actually
know, the
did that
cliche,
last weekend.
Once an adult, twice a child.
That's exactly right. You know, so I'm watching Batman with the Penguin and the Joker and you know, and all that. It was great.
Hey, do they have Rocky and Bullwinkle?
I haven't gone that far yet. I'm not, I don't know.
I've had several people tell me that I sound like Bullwinkle.
Yeah, okay,
and,
from what I remember.
That was always one of my favorite shows as a kid. And I came from a family that was politically active.
Okay.
And so I had the double meaning to a lot of what was going on in some of the cartoons by adults. And so I began early on to appreciate just how well written Rocky and Bullwinkle was. And it'll be interesting to find out if they've got that on MeTV.
Well, and my fave then and still is today, I think of everything, is the Mary Tyler Moore Show, and they run that.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
I'm good. I'm good.
Hey, Bob, have you ever heard of MeTV?
I have not.
Oh, Denny was just telling us that it's they have all sorts of old TV shows, sort of like Nick at Night, only with shows that seem to be pretty interesting, like Batman, the original TV series.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, good, cool stuff.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hey, the weather is a delight this afternoon. It's clouded up now, but 79 degrees at the studio.
And the dew point is down to 54.
Mm.
And it's 77 at the airport, so we are within the shot range.
Yes, yes. How long will this delightful weather continue?
Cool, comfortable weather is going to last right through at least Monday, probably Tuesday of next week.
All right.
Now, there is a secondary front to come through. I talked to you yesterday about this occurring in stages. This was stage one.
Yeah.
Get us out of the 90s, get the dew points down. But it's certainly not cool outside. Step number two occurs overnight tonight and tomorrow. We drop to the 40s tonight, only in the 60s for a high tomorrow. And cold enough for scattered frost tomorrow night with lows in the upper 30s. So it continues to get colder. And I should point out that with the second front that's coming through that makes tonight cooler than last night, there are scattered showers and storms that have developed. And between now and about maybe 6 o'clock, we could actually pick up a shower or storm as the second front comes through.
Okay. That explains the current cloudiness.
Exactly. And
yeah.
It could be a lot more than just clouds before much longer. But they are scattered. It's not a solid squall line that's coming, but certainly there's a lot of activity showing up on radar now. I should also point out that there were a couple of sightings of waterspouts over Lake Michigan this afternoon. On the western side of the lake between Milwaukee and Racine, there were some waterspouts. That's something that we see when we get cold air aloft, upper levels of the atmosphere that comes over the still relatively warm Great Lakes. We see it early in the fall season. We see it sometimes in spring, but it's most common in the early fall when you get cold air aloft, warm air at the surface, great deal of instability, tends to spin up water spouts. I mentioned that for anyone that might be headed toward Lake Michigan. It's not only today, but that could be the case tomorrow as well.
Well, especially if you said tomorrow night, a chance of some spotty frost.
Exactly.
That's pretty nippy.
Yeah, that'll get everyone's attention, which leads to today's word.
And the word is?
The word is dramatic.
Oh.
How do you like my dramatic pause?
I like that. I like
that. Dramatic. Yeah, that was
because,
good.
Quite honestly, the change from where we were just a day or two ago and where we are headed over the next couple of, well, that's nothing short of dramatic. And it's also producing dramatic weather, what with the water spouts. Other parts of the country, there's dramatic weather as well with the serious flash flooding around Denver. in Colorado Springs. And violent storms now firing up in parts of the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic with the front that came through here last evening. The first of the two cold fronts is triggering severe storms today over the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic. So pretty much at every turn, I see some sort of dramatic weather today.
Yeah. Have the rains let up, Boulder being particularly hard hit? Have the rains let up in the Denver area?
Unfortunately, no. And the upper level load that's helping to produce these storms, producing the flash flooding, is kind of more or less stationary. So the same setup is going to be in place for the next few days. It doesn't mean that there'll be flash flooding every day, because each day the storms tend to form in a slightly different place. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, they're in line for more rain, it looks like, on and off between now and at least the first half of the weekend, and still a concern of flash flooding.
Yeah. I've got friends in Boulder. I'm now worried about them.
Yeah, I can see it is a concern. There's some serious flooding going on.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Bob. And don't forget to have your thinking cap on tomorrow, because it is Geek Friday.
Oh, that it is.
And we'll talk to you
then. For some reason, I was thinking yesterday was Thursday and that today would be Geek Friday, but and I came to my senses and realized I have another day.
Yeah, you got to work tomorrow, Bob.
Okay.
Have a good
Take
one.
Take care.
Yep, don't punch out for the week, Bob. You're expected in tomorrow. Hey, while we're talking weather, another concern is gas prices.
Okay.
And gas prices have come down significantly in some parts of the community. Gull Road, for instance, we're seeing a number of stations at $3.43. If you want the real bargain of the area, $3.40, the M89 strip, either side of 131 up in Plainwell. Nowhere else, you see $3.52, $3.53, even Sturgis. Is up at they have one station at $3.53. So really the bargain of the area is either along Gull Road at $3.43 or in Plainwell for $3.40 a gallon.
Yeah, we've seen prices drop a dime and better just inside of a week. I got gas a few days ago at $3.58. And I thought I was getting a deal, and today it was the first day I noticed it under $3.50.
Yeah, and as long as we don't have hurricanes, especially hurricanes going into the Western Gulf where there's a lot of oil production, we may see prices continue to drift southward.
Yeah.
That's not a bad thing.
That's a good thing.
Have you ever thought about just riding in a car and not having to drive?
Many people have said that I do that anyway, to be honest with you.
Have an out-of-body experience.
I'm just kind of, dozing off over there behind the wheel. And yeah, it's not good. It's really not good. But, I don't know. I mean,
Would you trust it?
I'd want to know more about it, to be honest with you. I don't drive that far. I don't really leave town too often. For me, it wouldn't be a big deal. For those who have to commute a significant distance, maybe it would apply.
Well, there are predictions that the advent of autopiloted cars may change how we live our lives, and that you may not own a car anymore. We ought to ask Mark Phelan when we talk to him later about this.
Good point.
But the Willow Run Bomber Plant is being turned into a facility to test drive autopiloted cars. Nissan says they'll be selling fully autonomous cars within 7 years. Google says they'll be there in just 4 years.
Wow.
They're calling this a disruptive innovation. A phenomenon by which a revolutionary product or service takes root quickly and rapidly alters the market and society. And the robocar may be the biggest thing ever as far as disruptive innovation. And there are predictions that it'll soon change our culture and politics beyond recognition. The brains are the most valuable commodity in the country, and Americans spend tens of billions of hours of brain time each year on the... Well, you probably don't do this, Denny, but most people keep their mind alert on the numbingly menial task of driving their car.
I don't... I'm not that alert in general, to be honest with you. What's your name again?
Yeah. Squirrel.
Squirrel.
It's not possible to calculate the monetary value of the time spent when people just sitting there steering their car.
Right.
And if you could work or play or even better yet, sleep while your car took you someplace.
That's kind of scary. I mean, I'm sorry. But
one of the things they say is that police would no longer have to enforce drunk driving laws because... Okay. All you have to do is to be able to maneuver from the bar into the car, and you're not driving drunk. The car is driving you home.
There's something terribly wrong about that, and I can't really figure it out just yet, but you're right. You're absolutely right. The person's not operating the vehicle.
Yeah, and they're saying that owning and driving cars will become passé. Paying for buses and passenger trains with pricey unionized drivers may soon be as sensible as buying Kodak film for a cell phone. Giving safer and more convenient mobility to the poor may be done more easily with vouchers for robocar contracts. No need to travel from the train station in Lansing to a train station in Chicago when an e-chauffeur will pick you up at your home and drive you to your hotel. And then you don't have the hassle or expense of paying for parking your car.
Sure.
Drunk driving deaths will vanish. Along with any kind of traffic tickets, police will no longer have to do traffic patrol because cars will not be able to exceed the speed limit. There'll be a good case for legalizing open intoxicants in vehicles because... You can have a beer if your car is driving you home.
Right.
Now, there is an idea. And public morality will evolve based on this. I just think it's interesting what the future may hold. And we're not talking Star Trek here.
No.
We're talking Nissan is going to have cars in 7 years, and Google says that by 2017 there will be autopiloted cars on the road.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm all for technology and innovation. So much of it I don't understand. But I think it's good, you know, that we keep moving forward and these people keep creating new things to make our lives easier. And, you know, as McKinney puts it in a previous radio life, I commuted to Sturgis 5 days a week. And so I was on the road, you know, 2 hours a day going down and coming back.
Mm-hmm.
And I could see the value in something like that if you're going to be commuting out of the city. You know, leaving town, you know, for a job or whatever, or even going on a vacation, going on a trip, you know, something lengthy like that. I could see the value in the autonomous vehicle.
I have a former Upjohn friend who moved to New Jersey and ultimately went to work for Pfizer. And where he lives in New Jersey, he has a 2.5 hour commute to work.
Wow.
Each way, he spends 5 hours a day traveling from middle New Jersey up to Manhattan.
Wow.
And he said it would make him crazy, except he's on trains and buses where he can work on his laptop, He has a cell phone. He can make and receive calls. And he gets to use some of that 2.5 hours productively.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's not just sitting there numbingly waiting to get to the train station.
Right.
And this is going to offer the ability to do some things while you're getting to where you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking this is pretty intriguing. Wandering the internet and doing email and stuff while your car drives you someplace. As long as we can get cars that are fuel efficient and keep the cost of driving a car down, we'll see how much these autopiloted cars cost when they first hit the market.
Well, and keep dropping those gas prices. That always helps, too.
Yeah, 341 Absolutely. Along Gull Road if you're on the way home. Degrees on the outside. The showers that Bob Larson mentioned are out over the lake, pretty much offshore from Waukegan, but their trajectory is really south-southwest, and so doesn't look like rain in the Kalamazoo area is imminent, but as he said, between now and about 6 o'clock, a chance of some showers.
Okay.
Did you watch the Tigers last night?
I did.
They win?
They won 1-0, and Detroit right now is not scoring a lot of runs. They're going through one of those periods. And if they have to only score one run, let it be a 1-0 victory. And Anibal Sanchez won his 14th game last night. He continues to be just a brilliant addition to that staff when they got him last year. Detroit is off tonight, and they begin a homestand coming up on Friday night. And hopefully they get this lead back. You know, they've lost 4 games off that lead inside of a week. So hopefully they'll
pick that up. Cleveland is winning?
Cleveland's been playing some very good baseball, along with Kansas City, who's just behind Cleveland. So,
Who this coming series is with.
That's right.
Kansas City Royals.
And they play Detroit tough. They just always have, even when they weren't a good team a few years ago. But they've gotten better, made some trades, and have really bolstered the pitching staff, mainly with Kansas City. And Cleveland's been hanging in there all season long. It's not over yet. It's funny when you watch the games and listen to Rod and Mario, and they keep talking about, well, when the playoffs start. Well, wait a minute, wait a minute. We're not there yet.
How many games ahead is Detroit right now?
They were 4.5. I don't know if Cleveland won last night, to be honest with you. So it could be 5.5, but I think it's 4.5.
We'll find out from Dr. Sports next hour.
There you go.
The Trifecta continues after CBS News and Kalamazoo's news from the WKZO.com newsroom on 590 WKZO Kalamazoo.